Ware's finest soldier, Audie Murphy, was often to be found late that spring at a headquarters in Salzburg, the elegant Villa Trapp, a 22-room manse notable for its light yellow stucco and the many rolls of barbed wire around its perimeter. It had once been the home of the von Trapp family, who had become the subject of the smash hit 1965 Broadway musical and movie, The Sound of Music. Ware and Murphy were the only two surviving men who had served with Company B on the first day that the Allies had begun to liberate Europe. Another recipient of the Medal of Honor, often to be seen at the headquarters, was 23-year-old Lieutenant John Tominack. He'd been summoned one day that spring and had arrived at Himmler's estate, as he called it, bang on time. The von Trapp mansion seemed to be empty. Bored, Tominack decided to take a look around. On the second floor, where the SS had planned the liquidation of millions, he went in search of a bathroom. Tominack hung his Tommy gun on a doorknob and sat down to defecate. Before he could empty his bowels, there was a loud gunshot. He lunged for his gun. His trousers were around his ankles. Had Himmler's SS returned? Was the bathroom booby-trapped? After chasing Nazis across Europe, Tominack wasn't ready to die with his underpants down. He pulled up his trousers in a flash, flushed the toilet, and crept out of the bathroom, Tommy gun raised. There were a couple more gunshots. He kept close to a wall and made his way carefully toward a staircase. Tominack came across a large room where Himmler had once gathered his most trusted men. At its center was a 30-foot-long mahogany table. The room was otherwise empty, except for a young boyish-looking officer who had his boots on the table. In his right hand he held a .45-caliber pistol, remembered Tominack, which he was using to take pot shots at a large portrait of Adolf Hitler that was hanging on the opposite wall. Needless to say, I breathed a sigh of relief and was happy to meet, for the first time, Second Lieutenant Audie Murphy of Company B, 15th Infantry. This seemed to be Audie's unique way of celebrating the end of the war.